Country Club FM.
Well, you realize how much louder that is when you don't have your headphones on. I didn't have them on at that point.
Right.
It's not nearly as loud through the microphone, which I suppose is a good thing for our listeners.
Yeah, it's still
people driving around.
Still gets the job done. And we know now it's Friday.
Doesn't even get to zero on the VU meter, though.
Right.
So it is. It's soft. It's very pleasant, I'm sure, and soothing.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Almanac here today. We have an Almanac salute. In fact, we have two Almanac salutes. This one here getting all kinds of play, of course. This guy, just amazing. Not a great ball player. What was his batting average? About 200.
Yeah, a little over. He was like Tim Laudner.
Yeah, he was. But made it to the Hall of Fame, not because of his baseball career, but because of his personality, right, Neil?
And his broadcasting skills.
That, too. But its personality made his broadcasting skills, I guess.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, he'd just be another boring broadcaster that wouldn't make the Hall of Fame if you weren't this guy.
He's one of the best.
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed. Ball four. Ball eight. Low, and Vaughn has walked the bases loaded on 12 straight pitches.
And, of course, he goes on to say, how can they lay off pitches that close? And I can't use that because in the middle of that, you hear Vaughn, you hear Charlie Sheen. I almost said Martin. Charlie Sheen, he utters an expletive.
Right.
So in the middle of him delivering that line, so I can't use that line. Which is a great line to wrap it up. Huh? They're laying out pitches that close.
And then on that home run, Serrano's going to need a visa to catch
so
that
many.
One.
I mean, we could do a whole
off the reservation.
We could do a whole almanac on just those things. But I've got more here. We're going to do a compilation.
Bonnie, anything to add?
No.
He's not the best color man in the league for nothing, folks. Let's see. One hit. That's all we got. One goddamn hit.
Can't say God on the air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
And of course,
good seat, huh? You're in the wrong seat, buddy. Come on. Oh, I must be in the front row. Come on.
Light beer from Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer and less.
Good seat, hey, buddy. He missed the tag.
Oh, here's another one that I had here. This is a good one, too.
Which will bring up Haywood, who leads the league in most offensive categories, including nose hair. When this guy sneezes, he looks like a party favor. Haywood's a convicted felon, isn't he, Monty?
Doesn't really say it here.
Well, he should be.
Oh, gosh.
A juvenile delinquent.
And there are so many good Bob Uecker little bios and profiles out there on YouTube. They're just hilarious, and they're great, and he's just...
And his appearances on Carson were classic.
Letterman, and then, of course, he was on Mr. Belvedere. He did TV and the commercials.
Yeah, the guy was a comedic genius.
Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker, dead at the age of 90. And for that movie, Major League, they pretty much just said, go do your thing.
Right.
I don't even think they gave him a script. He just came up with all that stuff on his own. And, you know, he's also in the WWE Hall of Fame.
What?
Yeah, he was like the ring announcer or the timer or the bell operator for a couple of the WrestleManias.
Oh, wow.
He, like, interviewed Andre the Giant before, like, WrestleMania 3, I think. And then Andre takes his big hands and starts choking Uke.
Oh, boy.
And he was perfect. So, Bob Uecker dead at 90, longtime radio voice of the Milwaukee Brewers. And then we also lost a country artist.
For the 9 months, I carried you, growing inside me, no joy.
This is Melba Montgomery.
Sure.
For the nights I sat up with you.
She might be best known for some of her duets she did.
For you, no joy.
Like with George Jones.
George Jones, yes. Charlie Logan and others. But she was 86, and she passed away in Nashville on January 15th. She wrote some songs, too. You may have heard a little ditty by George Strait called What Do You Say to That?
Yes.
She wrote that.
That was hers.
Yeah.
Nice.
Melba Montgomery, 86, now gone, but not forgotten. January 17th, 1913.
It's the JCPenney Day Sale.
You're looking smarter than ever, JCPenney.
We got JCPenney on this date, or JCPenney's. A lot of people call it pennies. Let's go to Penny's. all partner interest in the 36 Golden Rule stores. They were called Golden Rule, initially consolidated, incorporated in Utah into one company, and it was known as the James Cash Penny, J.C. Penny Company. The rest is history. I think there are still some stores out there. They haven't closed down completely, like Sears and Montgomery Wards.
Yeah,
Monkey Wards, right?
Yeah, my dad, yeah.
What's worse, Monkey Wards or K-Junk? That's what we used to call Kmart.
K-Junk. Oh, that's good.
1916, the PGA was formed. Professional yes. Golf Association, birthday for them, more than 100 years old, formed in New York City. I watched some of that indoor golf.
Oh, did you?
The whatever they're calling it, the Golf League of Tomorrow, Tomorrow's Golf League, TLG, TGL, whatever it is. And it wasn't too bad. I didn't watch when Tiger played, but I watched the first episode. I had it recorded. It's different.
They're inside. Is it on the Golf Channel?
It's in the, no, it's on ESPN.
Oh, okay.
It's on ESPN, and it's kind of neat.
But we'll have to look for that.
Yeah, look for it. It's nothing I'm going to watch every week, but I might tune in. I'll listen to this every week, though. I like the songs that make the world. Did I ever tell you I went to the Barry Manilow concert back in October?
Yes, you did.
I think it was October. At the XL Energy Center, you sounded great. This song hit number one this date on the pop charts, 1976.
Takes me to high school.
Brian Johnston of the Beach Boys wrote that.
Oh, very nice.
So Barry Manilow is singing, I write the songs. He didn't write it.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's what's ironic there. Yeah. 76. Those memories. 1979. This is the trio, Neil.
Yep.
Linda Ronstadt, Emmylou Harris, and Dolly.
79?
79.
Oh.
They announced on this date in 79 that they would record an album together.
Oh.
But then I think they didn't do it until like...
Yeah, 87.
86. Took a long time for them to get to it. But when they did, they had Wildflowers and then that one there, Those Memories of You. Their voices really meshed together nicely.
Yeah, that's right when I started.
Yeah. 1988.
It's fourth down, down there by the goal line, and Wade Wilson sends his running back out of the backfield, Darren Nelson. He works his way to the goal line, and suddenly he's got a shot for the catch that might deny you a Super Bowl. But it is not to be, because fate today was on the side of the Washington Redskins, who have won the NFC Championship and now head to San Diego to take on either Denver or Cleveland.
I don't know. Was it fourth and goal? I don't know if he breaks the plane, even if he catches that.
Yeah.
And they didn't have the kind of replay that we do now.
No.
But, you know, it was off his arms and down. Wasn't Should a routine been. Catch, but, it, you know, it was guys catchable. Make that diving catch all the time for Darren Nelson.
Yep.
So the Vikings lose to the Redskins, 17-10 this date in the 1987 NFC Championship game, which, of course, was January of 1988. You know, if the Vikings find a way to win that game, they win the Super Bowl. Because the Redskins, the Broncos were nothing.
They were bad.
They had Elway, and that was about it. And the Redskins bombed. Remember, that was the Doug Williams where he just went off on him.
52 points or
something. I could have seen Wade Wilson and Anthony Carter doing the exact same thing.
Right.
Because it was 42-10, the Redskins 42, over the...
42, not 52.
Yeah, 42. The fifth, the you're thinking of the... you're thinking of when the 49ers beat the Broncos.
Oh, yeah.
Like at the Superdome. That was 50-something with Joe Montana and George Seifert. But that was in 88. We got more bad Vikings news coming. But first...
From Ogden.
Oh, no, we're not doing that one yet. We're not doing that one yet. How about this?
When you want a hot meal without a big deal, what are you gonna pick?
Hot Pockets!
Hot Pockets, filled with pepperoni pizza or ham and cheese in a crispy pocket. Try Lean Pockets, too.
Hot Pockets debuted on this date in 1993.
They were a thing.
They're just
we
like,
loved them.
They're just like the apple pies at McDonald's.
Yep.
It's like the temperature of the surface of the sun and the inside. Beware. You will burn yourself.
Yes.
The roof of your mouth will get burned to a crisp, if you, and that's never a good thing.
No. That was annoying.
So that was 1993 at Hot Pockets. 1994, here on this date.
Now, if he falls off this thing, he's going to land about 20 feet.
So we got a boxing match here today.
From Ogden, Utah, starring in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Made his professional singing debut at 4. 23 gold records with a 9-year period. 5 feet, 9 inches, weighing at 145 pounds. Child singer, teen idol, comeback kid, wearing red with white trim. Ladies and gentlemen, he's won Bad Apple, Teddy the Stormin' Mormon Osmond!
Donny Osmond. 5'9", 145, Neil.
What?
Donny Osmond.
I thought he was taller than that.
Yeah, so who didn't think that he was taller right. than that? And then, of course, he was
Stormin' Mormon.
Yeah, he was the Stormin' Mormon, and of course, he was boxing against the one and only Danny Bonaducci.
Right.
So we got Danny Bonaducci being
star of the TV's Partridge Family, found by the National Enquirer to be dead, broke, and starving. Saved a Canadian man from suicide. Signed on with the Loop this year where he does nights. He is 5 feet, 7 inches tall. He's wearing the black and white shorts. He is weighing in 155 pounds. He's buff, he's pumped, and he smokes 3 packs of cigarettes a day. Danny, the tattooed fanny, Bonaducci!
What an intro.
Neil, you know for a fact that his fanny is tattooed, right?
Well.
You've checked that?
I can't honestly confirm that.
Donny Osmond and Danny Bonaducci, a charity boxing match in Chicago on this date. And it was more entertaining than the Jake Paul-Tyson fight. By the way, it's Jake Paul's birthday today.
Yes, I see that.
He's 28. Again, close your ears if you're a Vikings fan.
And Anderson hasn't missed in 2 years.
That's a pretty good bet if you say, do you think Gary Anderson will make this field goal? The answer should probably be yes.
39 yards away. And it's not good.
Hooked it. That would have given him a 10-point lead with, what, 3-something left on the clock. What was it? 2:11 left on the clock. And Falcons would tie it, win it in overtime. He had made 122 consecutive kicks, field goals, and extra points.
You know, I can see if it was 50-plus yards, but 39, right in the wheelhouse.
Just pulled it a little bit of a hook.
That's all it takes.
And let's remember, that was 1999 Vikings lose to the Falcons NFC Championship game. And the pain continues.
Mm-hmm.
2003.
You want a war you can't win? Are you telling me that 200 men against your boy is a no-win situation for us?
You send that many, don't forget one thing.
What?
A good supply of body bags.
Remembering Richard Crenna today.
Yeah, to bring John home.
From First Blood, Richard Crenna lost his battle with cancer. He was 75 this day, 2003. Birthdays.
In the case of 3-year-old Jeremiah William, you are not.
What? Jerry Reed, Amos Moses, you are not. A classic. Maury Povich, he did the paternity test.
Yes, he did.
He certainly did. He made him into a thing. Is he still with Connie Chung?
I think so. I don't know.
He's 86 today.
Hey, baby, won't you take a chance? Say that you'll let me have this dance, let's dance.
Some 50s and 60s for you, Neil. Those those used to be called oldies.
Yes.
Now they must be classical. They must be like Beethoven now, Mozart. Chris Montez.
I remember this well.
He's 81. What do you think of when you hear this? Bagpipes.
Yeah.
Steve Earle.
Steve Earle, yeah.
He's 70 today.
It's a good tune.
Yeah. Steve Earle, happy birthday. The guy who's going to make America healthy again. RFK Jr.
Oh, yeah.
71. Yep. He's taking out red dye number 3. Yep. I don't know if he had anything to do with that, but they're taking it out.
Yeah, it's
gone.
He's
trying to cause get people healthy again. RFK Jr. He's 71 today. Music are going to the 80s.
Every time you go.
Paul Young.
Sure.
He got Band-Aid going, you know, that whole thing. Do they know it's Christmas? He organized that and then had this one-hit wonder for him as actually far as releasing music.
Was he a part of a group, too, or was he always solo?
He was with the Q-Tips, so his groups weren't that well-known. You're thinking of Paul Carrick.
Oh, yeah.
Or other guys named Paul.
Yeah.
Paul Rubens. Paul Young here today. Happy birthday to him.
Paul
He's not quite 70. He is 69.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pine.
Huh?
Oh, you pine. Pork you pine.
And of course, Steve Harvey, his reactions are priceless on the Family Feud. I'm Gene Wood.
And whoever screamed in the background, good answer, you're crazy.
Right, okay. Yeah. Don't. Yeah. Don't even. Don't even. But Steve Harvey is 68. Monday,
yes.
It's Friday.
Yeah, it's a manic Friday.
Lead singer of the Bengals, her eyes. She looks at the camera in her videos. Good grief. It's all over at that point.
Yep.
Susanna Hoffs is 66. We got a former twin.
Chili Davis launches one. 2-0, Minnesota.
91?
Yeah, 91 World Series brought him in as a switch-hitting free agent. DH. I don't know if he played in the field a single time that year, but helped lead us to the World Series.
Did get in the outfield once.
Outfield or maybe at first base.
Yeah.
He played here two seasons.
Chili. Nice job.
His real name is Charles.
Yep. Did a nice
Chili. Job. Chili Davis here today is 65.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Got to wait for that one.
and it's well worth the wait.
Yeah!
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Hard not to laugh at him.
He's good.
63. Our former First Lady of the Day living, Michelle Obama. 61.
Kid Rock and I'm the real McCoy and I'm headed out west.
Kid Rock 54.
I wanna be a cowboy, baby. With a top
he's country.
He's dabbled a little bit. Well, he wanted to be a cowboy when he was first out, and he eventually said, well, if I can't be a cowboy, I'll go to country. He's 54, also 54.
Turn down for what?
I'm sure you've heard this. At NBA.
Turn
down for what, Neil? What are you turning things down for?
Ooh.
I usually turn things down because they don't smell good.
Right.
And I don't like the aroma. I'm turning that down.
Turn down for what?
He's Lil Jon.
Is our rapper?
He's rapper of the day, Lil Jon. And oh, by the way, Kid Rock, isn't he performing like at the inauguration? Or he's got something going on. He's performing and appearing somewhere having to do with the inauguration next week. But Lil Jon and Kid Rock, I believe their political affiliations are on opposite ends of the spectrum.
I think you're right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. No. Kid Rock, 54. Lil Jon, 54.
Ethan, you have so many coasters. Why?
Well, it's actually kind of a funny story.
Yeah? You're just coasting through life?
This
coaster.
Not at all.
If you have a lot of coasters, that means you're coasting through life, Neil.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about roller coasters. That's the lovely, talented Zooey Deschanel.
Okay.
She was Jess on New Girl. She was the blonde elf that Buddy the Elf I think they eventually got together later on, despite their height differences and their level of excitement for the holiday spirit. Levels were slightly different. But that's Zooey Deschanel. She's a good singer, too. They sing that shower scene where they're singing, It's Cold Outside, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh, yeah.
In that scene. You remember that? She's in the shower.
Yes.
There's nothing I got that I would.
Speaking of dabbling.
Yeah, they had a hit with this 26 cents, and then they just kind of disappeared.
Father, daughter, son.
I think the kids just wanted to go on with their life. They go, it's nice having a country hit, but.
Do something else.
So Amanda Wilkinson, she was the daughter of the Wilkinsons, 43 today.
Gone, but not forgotten. We got quite a list here. We're going to have to zing through some of them. American statesman, one of the smartest guys in our history, and certainly in the 1700s, Benjamin Franklin. American statesman, did so many things for us, born on this day. The year was 1706. He did not do a lot of good things for us, and he killed people. Notorious gangster Al Capone, born on this day, 1899.
Died of an STD. I think he would have gotten shot down or dumped in a river or something, but an STD took him down.
Yep, and he died in prison. Al Capone. Betty White today. Emmy award-winning actress, one of the greats. Betty White.
It's like that old Scandinavian saying, you can let two angry mackerel fight it out in a purse, but don't ever plan on carrying that purse to a formal affair. Well, it loses a little in the translation.
And it does. You know, yeah. She was from St. Olaf, the fictional town of St. Olaf, yes. Minnesota.
Mary Tyler Moore Show, and then you name it, she was in everything. The great Betty White, and married to Alan Ludden from Password, of course, 1922.
Which was great for Alan Ludden. Anytime
right.
He had an opening, you know, somebody yeah. called in sick as on the panel for Password.
Honey.
Yeah, we need you again.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. Eartha Kitt, she was Catwoman on the TV series Batman, which made its debut just a few days ago in 1966, and I could sing, and she was multi-talented.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me.
That's asking a lot of Santa.
It really is.
And maybe Santa's one of those anti-fur people. Have you ever thought of that?
Right.
Although, you know, on his jacket and everything, that's real fur.
It's fur.
Yeah, it's the polar bear fur, if I'm not mistaken.
She looked great in the Catwoman outfit, too. 1927.
Santa baby.
For Eartha Kitt. A year later, have we all used Vidal Sassoon hair products? I think all of us have at one point or another. 1928. One of my favorite baseball managers and baseball guys was Don Zip Zimmer, born on this day, 1931.
Have you ever thought of anyone else?
The only person I thought of for more than a few seconds was Don Zimmer, and that was just to pull in the reins a little.
Oh, yeah? Why don't you give me a jiggle when you start fantasizing about Don Zimmer?
Don Zimmer, you know what? When I would see, when I was a kid and I was watching baseball and Don Zimmer
yeah.
would be in the game, I'd go, wow, Popeye's really let himself go.
Right. He did look a little bit like Popeye. Zip Zimmer, yeah, he was with the Red Sox, as a matter of fact, with the Yankees for many years. 1931, one of the great voices and actors of our generation. Nobody did it better than James Earl Jones.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Only a master of evil, Darth.
You know those lightsabers?
Yes.
You know, back in the day with fluorescent lights,
yes.
You couldn't, they would affect your AM radio reception. You couldn't listen
right.
to the Twins if you had a fluorescent light on.
Correct.
Can you just imagine the interference that a lightsaber would provide? I mean, Obi-Wan and Darth Vader want to keep up with the Yankees. They're trying to listen to the Yankees broadcast.
No chance.
No chance.
No.
It's not. It's totally, it's useless. They'd have to move it to FM because, as you know, static free.
Yes.
Even from lightsabers.
His voice as Darth Vader is just so good. Of course, Field of Dreams,
it's
in many,
best.
Many things. James Earl Jones, 1931. Puppeteer Sherry Lewis with her friends Lamb Chop. They were a TV program that I
right,
watched as
right.
a kid, 1933.
It's a no puppet Friday here,
okay.
So no audio from Sherry Lewis. It's a no puppet Friday.
Yeah, nothing personal. It's just it's a time thing, too, because we have boxing legend, the greatest, Muhammad Ali.
Well, number one, he's too ugly to be the world heavyweight champion. Joe Frazier is so ugly, his face should be donated to the Bureau of Wildlife.
He was a trash talker.
He was, and could back it up. Cassius Clay then became Muhammad Ali, 1942. And one more, another one of our favorites here, Andy Kaufman.
But I've wrestled women that are a lot bigger and stronger than you. Matter of fact, they're probably smarter than you because you don't have any brains. You're from Memphis, Tennessee. All you do is plow the fields and farm and the farmers. Is that how you talk to Memphis, Tennessee, Mr. Lawler? Boo. See, Mr. Lawler, you don't have any brains. I'm from Hollywood. I have the brains. That's how I win my matches.
Oh, God, those videos are so funny. And you know what? I lived in the Memphis area. Actually, suburban area in northern Mississippi. There's not a whole lot of farming going on in Memphis.
Okay.
Not a whole lot of farming.
Well, he tried.
He tried.
You know,
it was
a good bit. Yeah,
yeah, it was.
Andy Kaufman, born on this day, 1949. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
No repeat work day for Friday. Bobathon. Everything that you could dream of is coming up for you. Am I Blue, George Strait, Eddie Rabbit, I Love a Rainy Night, Craig Morgan, International Harvester.
Eddie Rabbit.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1, Elk River.